Think you know all about Cleveland? Think again and get ready to learn much more about Cleveland. Listen to the latest episodes of Destination Cleveland's podcast, Legends of the Land. We're talking to locals and experts to uncover answers to those burning questions we get asked about the land. Get the real story behind all things Cleveland. From its rich history to the hidden gems, there's so much to explore. Tune in on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your podcasts. Discover a side of Cleveland you never knew.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know, and you're going to see him this Saturday, AEW Full Gear, 0 hour, QT Marshall.
Yeah, what's going on, man? I didn't think it was going to happen, me back in an AEW ring, but, you know, here we are, right?
Yeah, there's plenty to talk about in that regard. You came back to AEW, but more of I don't know if it's an administrative role. I don't know how you would call it necessarily.
Jack of all trades, master of none. That's what I tell everybody. You know, I think if I had to write down what I do, I wouldn't be able to do it. Right. I just kind of do whatever needs to be done. And that's it. So makes the day go by a lot faster.
That's what Rocky told me that he ran into a lot. And then finally he was like, yeah. I need a title for what the hell I do. Right. So people will at least know. But my God, you've been back for a while. I know you've done some dark matches here and there. And
yeah, a couple, I think just my students maybe, right? A couple of them were students and just to go out there and kind of have some fun and get the crowd all warmed up. And then we had one out in Salt Lake City, Manny Lemons. He had, you know, done a lot of advertising for us out in Salt Lake. I think he had sold close to 1,000 tickets through his like independent company and stuff like that. So, you know, I'll do anything for the company, you know?
Well, I mean, that takes me back to a trip that I went. I went to my second home, Toronto, loved it. And I was at, I believe it was the first tapings that AEW ever had there. And my main takeaway from those tapings was, man, they really relied on QT Marshall to get heat for everybody on that show. Like you were out there 3 or 4 different times and you were getting heat every single time.
Yeah.
It was great.
I mean, I don't know why the fans just, you know, they don't like me for whatever reason, but I'm okay with it. I lean into it. You know, I enjoy it. I think being a good person behind the scenes and, you know, in my life, I think it's fun to be able to take that out on the, you know, the live audience and, you know, get those frustrations out and let them, you know, they have a lot of frustrations with a lot of the talent. So let them put it on me. You know, I'm okay with it.
As somebody who is universally loved like me and has absolutely no haters, I can't relate to that. But why do you think the crowd hates you so much?
Man, you know, Tony and I were just talking about this the other day. I mean, it started obviously with, you know, just being there because of being Cody's assistant and then kind of falling into the TV stuff. But I think a lot of it was never pushing back and fighting against you know, the rumors and innuendo of why I had the spots that I had. It's like, no, if that's what you want to believe, like I'm all for it. There's nothing that I would hate more as a fan than a guy in a spot because he, you know, used his relationships to get there and didn't really earn it. You know what I mean? So to me, that was like the easiest way to just lean into it and have fun with it. So as a fan, I completely understand why you wouldn't like me. And I try to do my best, you know, not to give any reason to, but one of those dark matches, believe it or not, I was a full on two of them. Actually, I was a full on baby face and I was able to flip the crowd right away. So, you know, I enjoy it too, but no, I think, you know, I know what my lane is. I'm good at it. I enjoy it. You know, wrestling is like, you know, an outlet for me to kind of let out some steam. And if I'm able to do it once in a while, especially in front of a nice audience, it's definitely, it's worth it for me. It's worth it on my body as well.
I've been watching you wrestle for well over a decade now because you were in Ring of Honor doing a lot of great stuff. And one of the matches when I would go through cage match and all that stuff. And I always like to see who faced who early on. And there's a match that stood out to me, and it was November 3rd, 2012. It was only a 3.5 minute match, but it was QT Marshall defeating a guy by the name of Adam Page.
Yeah. So he broke my nose in that.
Did
match, he? Broke my nose. Yeah. Prince Nana got involved. R.D. Evans got involved. It was a get over match for me. But I knew Hangman at the time, just a young Adam Page, as a guy that did the tryout camp with me. And, you know, I've always been a victim of, especially if I'm winning the match, I'm going over in the match. It helps to get the other guy over as well. And, you know, so I went above and beyond to make sure that even in 3.5 minutes that he got a lot of stuff in. And, you know, so I think a lot of people don't understand how the business works. So they, you know, they should have, that guy should have won and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, young Hangman, spin kick. I put my hand up to try to block it last second, hit my own nose, shattered it, but it was all, no one understood what was going on because it was the same night Jim Cornette got fired. So,
oh my God, he kind of
overshadowed everything that was going on. Yeah. He got fired because, whatever happened between Steve Corino and the late Jay Briscoe, they had a match and, you know, Corino got hurt. It was a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, so no one remembered that QT broke his nose, but you know, it was fun. I actually got to watch that match not too long ago on ROH, you know, the website and everything on the app and stuff. So it's pretty, you know, going like, back to old times.
Like you look up and down, like some of your singles matches in ROH back then. And it's like, yeah. Kevin Steen, Jay Briscoe, names like that, Roderick Strong, people who are still around, but you also teamed a lot with R.D. Right. Evans, who you're working with behind the scenes in AEW.
Yeah, he's, believe it or not, I mean, Brian Danielson did pitch him to, you know, our legal team and Tony. And then I kind of pitched him as well. And it was like, oh, we've already heard that name come up. I was like, yeah, you know, he just left TNA. You know, and he was always cool to me. And, you know, we did team together and stuff. And like I said, I when I first got to Ring of Honor back then, I was very serious about certain things. And then once I kind of saw the writing on the wall, which was for me, I didn't want to be there. I just didn't like it. It wasn't my style of wrestling, as you know, everyone could tell. You know, and I just, it was putting a lot on my body and my mind. So once I got in there with RD, I was starting to have more fun and kind of, then by the end, I actually started enjoying it. Like, oh, this is like an odd couple tag team that, you know, we can have a lot of fun and I could be a little more serious. He could be a little more funny and so on and so forth. But we always stayed in touch. And, you know, when the opportunity came up, I mean, he's been great. And I think Tony has really taken a liking to him and just how he does stuff backstage and, you know, with the promos. And he's got really good ideas and just, you know, he's a good person to have around.
Before we get into the pressing matters at hand, another name that obviously you ran into an awful lot back in the day, a fellow who went by the name of Punishment Martinez, Damian Priest, who wildly successful now. And he has spoken at length about how he should have taken things seriously well before that. But when you run into an Adam Page 12 years ago, or you're teaming and wrestling with a Damian Priest, even at that stage, are there times when like you lock up with somebody or you spend a few minutes in there and you're like, yeah, I'm going to be seeing this guy down the line 10, 15 years from now as well?
Yeah, I mean, so Page, 100%. I mean, I remember at the tryout that we did, the ROH tryout, like you could tell he had something. He was very young, still obviously a really good looking guy in great shape, you know, just had a charm to him. Now, I mean, he's like the complete opposite of what he was back then when he came out with a little trucker hat on and stuff. But, you know, Damian and I, he started like maybe a year before me at the Monster Factory. So we knew each other for a really long time. And then when I was with Ring of Honor, I'd moved back to New Jersey and I started going around the Monster Factory a lot and we started hanging out more, you know, and then he kind of like, we had a talk like, hey, you know, like this could be a real thing if you, you know, cause when you're in wrestling school, if you're not around people that are successful, you know, you just don't know that there's like, it's actually tangible. Like it is a real job that you can actually go get, you know what I mean? Especially when you have some of the stuff that Damian has, right? I mean, he's huge, he's tall, he's got that great deep voice. Like there's a lot to him. It's just a matter of taking it a little more seriously and you know, it's not just about getting in shape, right? Like the biggest thing for him is that he lost all that weight, but it's more just putting your look to your character and just putting it all together, right? We call it the glow up, but like he's really had one. And you know, it's great to see. And like I said, him and I are super close and I was able to be at WrestleMania, you know, the night he won, that he cashed in, and also the same night Cody won. So it was just really special for me to be able to, you know, be there for both. you know, it was like my two best friends in professional wrestling, both being the world champions of another company, you know, but it was like, it was really cool to see all that hard work for both of them, to be able to, you know, have that moment.
So,
you know, talk to them about it and stuff like that.
So now we got Full Gear coming up this weekend. I am fascinated. Yeah. I am not a TikTok guy. I'm late to getting there, but I have I have not been able to escape the Costco guys and the Rizzler.
Sure.
Like, it is one of those things where this year I have become acquainted with who they are. How did you first meet this family, AJ? Because I understand it goes back quite a while.
Yeah. So my first ever independent show outside of the Monster Factory was his last. He was retiring, and he kind of bestowed his babyface run to me as a babyface. You know, and hey, this wrestling company's going to be in good hands because I got, at the time, Bulldog Mike Caleri, and he's going to be the next guy, and blah, 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 blah. And we just always stayed in touch. And then Sanjay had worked with him on the indies, and Sanjay brought him up. I said, I have his number. Let's give him a call. We invited him all out. And then I knew, right? I knew, this is where the worker in me comes in. I knew, as a professional wrestler, you're always a professional wrestler, right? Like, I just got to convince him to get back in the ring. And if I could do it and sell him on the idea, do it in your hometown, in front of your friends, your family, in front of your son, you know, like what a moment it could be. And maybe we do a tag match where I could do some of the heavy lifting. And then, of course, you know, it was like, well, my plan all along was to do one-on-one, right? Because I don't want to share the spotlight and I don't want him to share the spotlight, you know? And also, would they cheer me? Maybe, but I think it's a lot like stay in the lanes that we're good at, you know, and we're able to make it happen. And like I said, I mean, from the time that we made this agreement right after All Out to now, they have just blown up like quadruple the amount. Right. I mean, like I said, late night with Jimmy Fallon and being able to say my like, you know, just even saying my name on there. I was like, wow, like this is more than we could have ever asked for. You know what I mean? And it was, you know, and then the announcement of the Rizzler last night.
Buddy, on Dynamite. That blew up on social media.
Crazy. I mean, it's just, you know, and then we have the weigh-in tomorrow night on Rampage. Like, there's just, you know, part of it was that we didn't want to advertise. We didn't want to take up a lot of TV time. One, because his fans and following are not our fans, right? So it's like, okay, let's put it on social and kind of see how it does. And also, then there's not a lot of pushback from people in the company, and it is completely different from everything else on the TV show. So it's like, all right, how do we make it work, right? And you know, there's always going to be positives and negatives to everything, but I think we stay in our lane. We try to do it on social, and you know, and make the audience want to put it on TV. I've always been like that, Sean. Like, if I wanted to do an angle, let's do it on Dark. Let's do it on Elevation. Let's build it up to the point where the fans are asking for it on a main show, right? And instead of just sitting back and saying, hey, I don't want to do anything if I'm not on the main show. No, just any opportunity is a great opportunity. So, you know, that's kind of what we did. And, you know, we always had the agreement that this would be on the 0 hour. It would be free for all his fans, you know, so this way they could see it and, you know, just, again, stay in his lane and stuff. So we've been more than happy with what they've been able to bring to the table. He's super professional. I can't wait to embarrass him and show him that, you know, you were okay 20 years ago, but you know, you're definitely not the former God's gift to professional wrestling. But you know, it's going to be a spectacle nonetheless. And I know he's really helped the ticket sales and you know, and just bringing the, like I said, the mainstream publicity to it. So there's just, it's everything you could possibly ask for. And the fact that he actually was a wrestler before this, I think was a little, it helped, you know, it definitely helped try to get it into the end zone. So we're at the 1 yard line now. That's what I told someone today.
So when I would ask around about this, I was told a number of things. We had even reported as much as what you had told us earlier. Like, there were talent that were saying QT was adamant, don't put it on the show because he understands the political elements of this and how some people could get upset. And then in the last week, AEW is like, we got to put it on Dynamite. Like, it's doing good numbers for us. Like, it put them in a position where they needed to. And I saw, and I was going to ask like how you felt about some of the criticism, because I saw you even quote tweet and you posted, just did 3 million views on social. That goes a long way in promoting a show and just letting people know that Full Gear is happening, whether or not they want to watch these guys on it or not.
Right. And I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like, I don't love every segment on every show that I ever watched. Right. But at the end of the day, like, I understand there's a business at hand and there's a reason and a rhyme and reason why people do everything. If they don't understand it, that's okay. They're not, you know, we're not going to sit there and explain the inner workings of the wrestling industry to them. They're just, we're putting on a TV show. But at the end of the day too, like, it's easier for me to just circle the number of views, post that instead of trying to explain the entire wrestling industry to some people. You know, and like I said, at the end of the day, is it different than what we normally do? Sure. Of course. But, you know, I mean, what AEW was when it first started, it was
anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
Think you know all about Cleveland? Think again and get ready to learn much more about Cleveland. Listen to the latest episodes of Destination Cleveland's podcast, Legends of the Land. We're talking to locals and experts to uncover answers to those burning questions we get asked about the land. Get the real story behind all things Cleveland. From its rich history to the hidden gems, there's so much to explore. Tune in on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your podcasts. Discover a side of Cleveland you never knew.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Was an alternative that took independent wrestlers, a lot of independent wrestlers that didn't get their chance at the WWE or something, right, to get their opportunity on the big stage. And literally that's what this is. It just is 20 years later. You know what I mean? And it just so happens that he happens to have, you know, an amazing following and a lot of viewers that are willing to click, you know, on everything that he posts. So I thought it was a win-win all around, you know?
Well, until we saw that diss track you dropped, QT.
Almost had a million views on TikTok. That's the biggest thing I've ever done in my life, you know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, when we first, you know, brought him in, one of, you know, Giancarlo, he said, hey, you know, you gotta make some kind of parody of this. And I was like, ah, okay, you know, I'm down for whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not in tune with the TikTok world and social media like that. I you know, every now and then I'll chime in, but for the most part I stay to myself.
Oh, buddy, I heard I heard Giancarlo was real proud of it. He was very proud.
He loves it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like his baby, you know? And, but, you know, it did really well. And, you know, I thought it was fun. And like I said, for people that are like, ah, this is worse than whatever, blah, blah, blah. Sure, whatever you want to say. But it got people talking. It definitely got exposure. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's literally what this industry is about, is eliciting a reaction from the audience. So if we're doing that, I think we're doing our job, you know? If it translates, we'll see. I'm waiting for the rating to come out for Dynamite today. I'm hoping that AJ and Big Justice pop the number, but, you know, who knows? And at the end of the day, too, we get them next to Private Party, who, you know, Mark Quinn and Isaiah walked out the other night and did the Riz face. So yes. It was like, oh, that's perfect. Just put them together. You know what I mean? And you put them with baby faces from the area. It all makes sense. And like I said, if you can't see that, hey, it is what it is. We're not going to have to beat you over the head with it, you know?
I mean, how did you feel about the reception, the reaction to the diss track? Because, I mean, you know what's going to happen. A lot of people are like, yeah, this is good. And then a lot of people, completely void of context, will say, it's killing wrestling. It's the worst thing that ever happened.
Sure. You know how people react. And you know what? I mean, Of course. And that's okay. Like I said, at the end of the day, for me, I think it was, it shows a different type of me. Right. And yeah. It's like, oh, I didn't know that guy was actually, he could have fun. You know what I mean? Cause I always play like a serious role. I try to, you know, I get bumped around and stuff, but at the end of the day, like, you know, I play a role on a show. That's just what I am. I've just always been like that. I've never tried to go into business for myself. It's just like, hey, yeah, I'm just happy to have a job in wrestling. Right. And like, I don't take it too seriously. I think this is like, it should be fun. There's business that has to be done and we have to be serious about that. And obviously, you know, getting in there and with the trust of your, you know, fellow coworkers and stuff. But ideally, like, this is at the end of the day, a great but ridiculous job. Yes. And if you can't go out there and put yourself out there and have fun and, you know, just wait till you see the weigh-in, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's ridiculous fun. And that's what it's meant to be. And then there's going to be serious moments on the show. There's going to be fun. There's going to be, you know, a whole plethora of stuff. Right. So I think that's what that it's the circus. It should be the circus. And anyone that says it shouldn't, you know, like I said, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but you know, luckily I'm part of the inner workings of the show.
I love it.
So we can make other stuff happen.
You know, it reminds me of, I mean, for example, and I'm not saying that AJ, the Costco guys is as big as Bad Bunny or anything like that, but
sure,
the number of wrestling fans that saw him and said, who? I didn't know who he was, but guess I Googled him. And then I realized, oh, he's a big deal to a different audience. And that's what you want to do. Like for all the people and the fables about casual fans, this is quite literally a different audience that you're attempting to bring in that don't usually watch the show.
Yeah. Like, you know, when we were talking about the match, putting it on the 0 hour, and my idea was, well, I don't want to go last, right? I want to go in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
To where we can have people tune in and then also promote the rest of the 0 hour and hopefully put something on right afterwards that's like incredible, like AEW branded. And hopefully get people that are first timers to tune in and say, wow, I didn't know there was another wrestling company out there. Like, this is incredible. These guys are, you know, the next match, like, these guys are incredible. Like, oh man, now I got to buy this pay-per-view or I got to tune in Wednesday to Dynamite or so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, like I said, I think it's a risk, but it's not a huge risk, right? And the reward is well worth it. You know, it's been proven over the years that adding mainstream publicity to your wrestling show can really help out. So, like I said, to us, it was a no-brainer. Getting Tony to sign off on it was, you know, a little hard at first, but he understood. And I think there's trust between him and I where it's like, I'm not going to, you know, go into business for myself and ruin your television show, you know?
He seems very happy about it now. Minutes ago, I was on the media call with him.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, they've taught me quite a bit about marketing and the way that they approach things. By the time this airs publicly, they'll have been on Fox Business together to talk about the partnership. Like he told us that's happening on shortly before this releases. That's a big deal to appear on that as a lead in to promote Full Gear.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I said, you know, I think we are very focused on wrestling, and we should be because we're all wrestling. But at the end of the day, there is like that, you know, I don't want to say like a cap to how many people want to watch wrestling, but there is at the same time, right? It is what it is, right? So it's like, all right, well, how do we get new viewers? Because once you do watch an AEW show, right, if you go to a live AEW show, you're like, oh my goodness, like I have never seen stuff like this before in my life. But you got to get them in the door first to watch the show. And I don't know how many of our fans are going door to door telling their friends about it and so on and so forth. But I know that AJ, the Costco guy, is literally going on TikTok and telling people, you have to watch this. I'm bringing the boom, you know, QT, all this stuff. And it's like, great. This is the greatest marketing we could possibly ask for, especially to a new audience, instead of just continuously promoting to the same exact audience that we already have. You know, and like I said, if something isn't the greatest, of course they're going to tell 100 people, but if it's good, they just expect it to be good because it's all Elite Wrestling. It's supposed to be good. So they're not really telling anyone about that. So it's like, you know, again, I think that's just the way the world works nowadays. And kind of always like that, you know, in any business. So it's like, if we can get the more, positive exposure and publicity, like, let's do it. And I thought AJ was, you know, one of the best ways to do it. And it's obviously proven itself. So, you know, now they're everywhere. where I mean, football players, Tony's Jaguar mascot was doing the boom dance after one of the touchdowns. So it's like something's going on here, you know?
So as we wrap up, you're not the only one in the wrestling music remixing business, buddy. We have a Fightful favorite here that I am going to play for you.
Okay.
And you will rate it a boom or doom. I hope you're ready for this one.
You got it.
Hope you're ready.
I'm ready. You know it's
all about life. But that's it. That's the whole thing.
Okay. I'm going to give that 5 dooms. Son of doom, 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 doom.
You're getting, see, doom. this is why you're going to get power bombed, which, by the way, I thought that was
power boomed.
Power boom. Listen, that was a very savvy thing because he straight up educated the audience. This is the move that's coming on Saturday. Like, he let us know for anybody who did not ever watch a match of his, he let us know his finish.
Yeah, he is like the stereotypical pro wrestler, like, you know, when like The Rock did the Saturday Night Live promo, you know, all that stuff. Like, it's, you know, that's what he's an old school wrestler, and he hits the town, he hits the move, he hits who's in the match. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more. Like I said, it's exactly what it should be. And again, are there people that are going to say it's too whatever? Maybe, but look at the Outrunners. They are literally like, that is them. And they're hitting that market of, it's different. It's different more than anything. And like I said, it's, to me, it's a home run, you know, whatever you want, whatever sport you want to relate it to, touchdown, home run, a goal. So, you know, like I said, we're at the 1 yard line right now and we just got to run it in at full gear. So it is your hour.
A reminder, guys, this Saturday, Prudential Center, full gear, 0 hour, QT Marshall against AJ. We got the Rizzler ringing the bell. If QT goes down, oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah. I can't wait.
Man, they're really stacking the deck against me, you know? They're stacking it up against me. I don't like it, but, you know, hey, the more the merrier.
And listen,
like I said, the Rizzler, you know.
Adam Cole isn't wrestling this weekend. That's all the boom that people can see. Like, do you think that he.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the political game that got played. Maybe AJ's backstage and he's like, we got to get this Adam Cole off the show.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we'll see, you know? I don't know that. Hey, not everything is set for the pay-per-view yet. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I definitely think there has to be some kind of linkage between, you know, Big Boom AJ and Adam Cole and who knows, Boom Boom Cole Cabana. There's a lot of booms in the wrestling world in AEW.
AJ was actually the person who hid the dynamite diamond ring underneath the ring for Takeshita to knock him out. He's like, there's only room for one of us, buddy.
Yeah. Real old school, you know, you can't wear the same stuff as me. You can't say boom, the whole deal. You know,
gosh, QT Marshall, thank you so much. I appreciate you, as always, guys. Until next time, we're out. I'm going to do a speed run of why you should get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Listen to all your favorites abroad when you're traveling. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, especially on that public Wi-Fi, airport, coffee shop, venue, hotel. You can also get the Nord Password Manager in case you're always forgetting your password. It's available on all your devices and operating systems, whether it be TV, phone, laptop, desktop, whatever. You can even put it on your router. They also have the file encryption tool to help protect that. 24/7 tech support, so in case you don't know how to use it, they'll help teach you how to use it. It's the fastest VPN on the planet. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Maybe the game's blacked out, you want to get pay-per-views at other prices. NordVPN.com/Fightful has all of that, and there's always a great deal going on there, but here's the best deal. 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it, but you're gonna. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Think you know all about Cleveland? Think again and get ready to learn much more about Cleveland. Listen to the latest episodes of Destination Cleveland's podcast, Legends of the Land. We're talking to locals and experts to uncover answers to those burning questions we get asked about the land. Get the real story behind all things Cleveland. From its rich history to the hidden gems, there's so much to explore. Tune in on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your podcasts. Discover a side of Cleveland you never knew.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.